Doc, good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Father.
It's been a while, Doc. Hey? It's been a while. It's
well,
been a
we
while.
Know where you've been hiding, Father. Hey, now we know where we were. We are still where you left us.
We
are so jealous, but it's okay. It's
anyway.
Okay. It comes with the job.
Anyway, of course. And guess what? Guinness Coop Sam with Metsi. And I have my lemon.
No, but Father, this is the other thing. Mm. Why now you were having Mediterranean diet boots on the other side?
Doc.
You were having Greek yogurt or whatever Mediterranean stuff on the other side. You should have lost weight by now.
Doc, what are we talking about this afternoon?
Father, we're talking about, instead of this time for a change, it's not about losing weight, it's losing one's mind. This is about mental health, mental illness. You're a very, honestly, you know, people take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Very serious topic, because if you look at yourself, really, there's a crazy uncle in the family.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
There's a depressed family member.
Yes.
There's somebody between me and you, either in the line of duty or in the family, who has tried to commit suicide. You know, those things, because it's biased, people do not realize we come to well like a mental health. And that is the sadness about it, because suicide, we just leave it to, maybe, you know, spoiled bread, or they didn't know how to get out of it. You know, all these other issues, or, wow, really, did he think that the world was done? Yes, he thought the world was done.
Yeah.
In his own space and time, that particular person could not find any breathing space.
So
this condition, to be honest, we really need to start really taking people seriously about mental health. Because honestly, it's not only about them. It could be me tomorrow. I always say this, I could fall into a very tragic accident and just lose an arm and whatever. I fall into depression because
yes.
I cannot perform my duties anymore.
I know.
But Father, a simple thing. I'm a working woman living in South Africa. I could be really violated sexually. I could be raped.
True.
Will get sick. I will get depression.
Yeah.
And then would you actually just blame me again?
No. And I think the sad thing, Doc, with depression, and especially, and I'm going to use this one again, especially within a certain ethnic group, which is my ethnic group of us Africans, we tend to deny it, and we think it's a Western illness. There is that myth that it doesn't affect us, and I use the word myth deliberately. Am I correct to call it? It's a myth that.
Totally. Let me explain. The only thing about South Africa or the world, there's always the first developed, the developed, and we are still developing.
Mm-hmm.
So the first world and the second world.
Yes.
Same thing in South Africa. We've got the whites who are more Western, and obviously they are above us in other things. Not because they're better, because they've been exposed to things earlier than us.
Mm.
So we are in a world where we're forever catching up.
Indeed.
Now, one thing we don't learn with the catching up process is we don't sit down and understand those who are ahead of us, so that we can actually avoid a few things in our life. By that I mean, the white community, to a certain extent, they in the early years of medicine, they understood what was depression.
Mm-hmm.
They could understand the psychotherapy. It doesn't make you weak sitting in front of somebody else,
mm-hmm.
who counsels you about your behavior at work, or counsels you about a failing marriage.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing difficult with that. And for them, it caught up, they understood it, and they actually embraced it and started taking medication when there was a need for medication to be taken on. But this is the catch. When people started taking medication, especially in that level, it became, I guess, maybe the drugs were not the nicest one, so people will look slightly overdrugged or zombies, kind of. So they, in their level, people would start judging, and then there is that thing where people do not want to be seen as if they are weak,
mm-hmm.
or they rely on drugs to sleep or something else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following my trend?
I am. So what I hear you say very clearly and loudly now is that depression is an illness, or I'll put it in inverted commas, is a disease.
It is a disease.
And
it
unfortunately...
is a disease because it affects the body, which is the brain,
exactly.
and the mind.
And unfortunately, The best thing about this disease, or the good news about this disease, is it does not discriminate what gender you are, race you come from, whether you come from the north or whether you come from the Far East Rand. It does not discriminate.
And with all these changes in life, as much as we're becoming Western, as much as we're chasing against that world that we're talking about, the same world which we are trying to copy,
indeed,
we are also inheriting their lifestyle issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, I mean, Father, we're living in a fast-paced world.
Indeed.
The same desk you're seated on right now, there's somebody else who wants that position. So what do we do? We try to work hard. We try and move on. And with all that comes issues of depression, because there will be a time when you really do break down.
Mm.
It's a competitive world. Mm. We don't sleep anymore. How many hours do you sleep at night, Father?
Mm.
I mean, really, when you drive right now, there's rage on the road. Was it the same for you in the past? It is simple things like that.
Mm.
We have road rage. We hardly even smile these days. But this is because of the present circumstances of life. There's pressures on us, and we really, as simple human beings who are God created to be able to cope with 1, 2, 3, we are subjecting our minds and bodies to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So when we break, it is totally expected. It is part of the life and the trends that we are living in. And then we must really, if we are in that world, let us accept or then it is part of, as much as I must drive a Porsche, which was not there many years ago, I must accept the depression that comes with driving a Porsche.
Now, what are the signs and the symptoms that Father Brian would depressed Batong?
Who? It's simple. It starts with simple things, you know. And I'm not talking about, I hear this a lot in the consulting, I was laughing today. It doesn't start with the fact that your husband is a moody husband. Just because, you know, there's this thing, moody, you know, he's giving robot today already, you know, should we press a button?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might be simple things like that. But later on, you realize that this is a person who's more on the lower side of life than on the higher side in terms of excitement, in terms of joy, mm-hmm. in terms of temper. Tolerance. Is this person able to tolerate whatever? I mean, you can pick them up. You could be driving with your husband and you can notice, hey, Mara, what's the king? He gets very angry with every little thing. I mean, it's about how people can deal with mood issues. Are we happy? Are we sad? Most of the time, depression, we are sad more than happy. Poor sleep. Most people struggle sleeping because at night, they are thinking. When you're thinking at night, it's probably what? Financial problems.
Yeah.
Whatever
the debit orders.
With the person. Mm-hmm. Did I fight at work with Father Brian?
Yeah.
Did he answer me well?
Mm-hmm.
Will I get the promotion that I deserve?
Mm-hmm.
It's always this lack of sleep. Or if it's the other way, which I've seen with those who have been violated aggressively, you know, let's say the sexual abuse and all those. There's actually hypersomnolence, which means they oversleep. Because they rather actually hide away from the world than be part of the world.
Mm.
So they oversleep a lot. And there's a change of pattern. It's the mood, it's the sleeping, it's the eating. Some people gain weight when they're depressed because food is a comfort thing. You know that. That's why we're forever talking about weight. But also, people lose weight a lot because food doesn't taste nice.
Mm.
There is no need to start. There's no joy in living, Father. Will you enjoy the food if you're not happy about your present circumstances? No joy in that. So people lose weight. And then you get the worst case scenarios where people, towards the end, they commit suicide. Father, when I started this year, I started with bad cases of kids who were killing themselves.
Yeah.
And that also comes with pressure symmetric. Comes with maybe failures. I passed matric last year. I stayed at home for a full year. Parents promised me after a year I'll go back to university. I'll start again. And then when they're not getting what they get,
mm-hmm.
With the depression that they're having, because at that time, Baba na usina karabo. And then they try and kill themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now,
the suicide is the worst part of the spectrum.
But there
are all the symptoms that you can tell. Hey, this person is not happy at all. This person is not enjoying life. This person is not eating. They're losing weight. They're not sleeping. Blah, blah, blah.
That's the lower end. But there's also maybe one which might be an emotional one, where people, they just lose the appetite for life. Where people feel like, you know, they might not commit suicide, but they just feel like victims, and they feel helpless and hopeless, and they do not even see light in the end of the tunnel. So they don't think that tomorrow is going to be better than today, right?
Father, let me tell you one thing. To this day, there's no greater joy as a doctor, probably even with you as a priest, when person comes and hugs you at the end of it and said, "To be honest, I really did not see the light." You used the right word. I could not see the light, because when you're depressed, the brain shuts down.
It does.
The brain doesn't even see red from blue.
It even has a physical manifestation that sometimes the body then starts feeling like wagula. You don't have energy.
Definitely.
You know.
Definitely.
So it manifests itself. I know of the times that I've not suffered from depression, but the times that I've thought I was depressed, you actually feel, I can't get out of bed, you know, and I don't want to get out of bed. And you realize that even the body starts responding to that kind of
the situation. Mind, the body, you're excellent, but let's go to the mind, Father. Mm-hmm. You know what the mind does? Mm-hmm. You can't even plan the next day. Mm-hmm. You know, even getting out of bed doesn't start with the body.
Mm-hmm.
The mind must say, "Should I get out of bed?" And then the mind says, "But I can't see any pleasure in life." Then the body just switches off. And this is why I tell people, your batong, antidepressants are not, I was enjoying, this is what I love about this time of the year, is October, as much as it's a mental health month for South Africa, it's also a mental health month for the world. UK and USA, celebrities are coming out and talking about it. I mean, Princess Diana was fighting for that cause because she found herself depressed in the big monarchy, you know? It's as simple as that. That's why I said, even your greatest Porsche can really depress you, because the world looks good on the outside. And let me also warn you again, depression also comes with expectations from the world. Because I'm in a high position and people think I make money, or people think I'm in a better position, or I'm a leader of a certain environment, then I should not show what I'm failing. You see, and that's another cause of depression. Because the world always expects you to be prima and prima tomorrow.
Of course. And
then you must force to live up. Those are examples of what Diana and the others, where people just every single day have to wake up with a smile, whether they wanted it or not. And those are the people we as the world are killing.
And I'm sure you and I can relate to that because of our positions in society. But anyhow, tell me, is this disease contagious? You never know. Can I pour it for Utato, this depression, or Anang Telela, if he's suffering from depression, doctor?
Father, let me tell you, it becomes contagious for cement. But sometimes it's green, rainy. Sometimes some people just enjoy making life difficult for us.
Hey,
okay,
hey.
They really just enjoy. Or not a tester every day, like
true.
A small button.
Yeah,
are we okay today? So really, that's when it becomes contagious. But on a very serious note, Father, no, depression is not. Most of the time, really, it's inherent, which means it's within us, it's inborn.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us come from a families where in their genes, they've always been carrying that gene.
Yes.
All that you need is a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You might carry that gene and nothing might happen to you.
Yeah.
A trigger is something in life that happens, that then that gene manifests itself in you. So which means, it's simply disappointment in life. If I do not solve it in time, if I do not get counseling in time, if I do not have support in time, can honestly just push me straight to depression, when somebody else who's a neighbor, somebody who's blessed like you, with the same kind of a challenge, might just see their life through with one or two days of bad days, but then you get yourself up. So some of us, it's really genetics. We can't run away from that. And those are the people who, that's why even when you treat a patient, you ask them, has there been a family member? When they tell you somebody takes the medication, you even ask them, oh, your mom is on antidepressant. And I love that, because white community is very clear about that. And then they tell you, yeah, my mother's on this. Then we know 90% of the time, the same drug your mama used, you are going to respond to it.
Okay, I want us to get into treatment. And I'm thinking of my aunt who goes to a public facility. Can she get treatment for depression, more public facilities? You know, public. Can she just pop up, call this clinic and say, sister Lona, naked depressed? And will she get treatment?
Father, this is the other thing about this condition.
Mm.
Remember, we all go to medical school.
Yeah.
With the love for everything. Mm. But there's also, there's personalities in us.
Yeah.
In a sense that I want to warn people, and that's why we're trying to push. As much as it's part of mental, it's part of health. Yeah. Not very many people enjoy treating mental health patients.
Okay.
I need to be clear about that, and do not be despondent when you meet a doctor or somebody who just says, come on, it will pass. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as weight loss. Some people say, no, you're just eating too much. But without understanding what really deeper issues are you going through.
Indeed.
So even depression, Father, you might walk in and somebody might just think, you're just reading too much into life. Mm-hmm. You don't need this. And it's very important.
Doc?
One of us is not paying telecom.
You get technology. Why is some of us had Bantu education? We don't know how to operate these things.
You're in trouble. But Doc, really, because let's, the old let's, time, let's, really, we were still on the issue of depression of medication.
Yeah, but
medication,
I would like us to get...
That and, I must stress, Father, because it doesn't have to be for too long to some people. We need a basic of 6 months to be on medication, and then some people need to be on a minimum of 2 years. It's depending on, like, family history, depending on the kind of an issue they're going through.
Okay.
Father, things like divorce are difficult to treat. Things like bereavement, like a death issues, are also difficult to treat. Mm-hmm. And rape, sexual abuse, very difficult to treat. So those are the people where you will find that we need to really make sure they're covered on antidepressants for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about, who was it? Some celebrity overseas, and she was saying, I took my antidepressant when I was pregnant with my baby, and I'm not ashamed. Because there's this ridicule. People are saying, oh, you guys are relying on drugs. You guys are relying on that. And she says, for all my life, from when I was 12 years old, I was on antidepressants. Why do I need to really subject my body to something it doesn't know when all my life I've been taking antidepressants? Because I come from a line of people who were depressed. I come from issues that were making me depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a good star, a celebrant, but she had to be clear and say, it's my body, it's my mind. These are my issues. You don't know what has gone through me behind the scenes. I need to be covered for this, whether the world likes it or not.
Okay. So, Doc, treatment can be can take different forms then, if I hear you correctly. So there is the treatment that is done through the meds and the drugs, right?
Psychotherapy. The meds, which is medication, psychotherapy is sitting down. In depression, in any way, we have to really make sure we just don't give you tablets without talking to you.
You. Okay. So
they have to, because psychotherapy, tablets are not going to solve your problem.
Okay. So how important is support?
Like the kids are saying, super important.
All right. Okay. All right.
Family support. Support in any direction. Support even from just a caregiver at home. Sometimes people just walk in here and all they want is to speak to somebody. Sometimes we refer them to psychologists and you'll realize that they don't even need tablets. Support in any way where somebody is able to actually show you and open your door is good enough. Support in family and they being say, we are there for you, we understand what you went through. What I've seen, Talgani Dagi, is parents want us to stomach it. Like black parents want kids or whoever's going through, come on, get rid, get snap out of it. This is a serious problem with blacks, and we need to really work around that. Support.
Hey, Dr. Lona, thank you very much for starting this conversation. This month is Mental Health Month, and I'm sure we'll be talking more and more as we continue the month, as we try to be healthy spiritually and healthy mentally. But I think there's one thing that I've observed myself just as a human being, that if we do not seek treatment, especially with these mental conditions that we have as people, I mean, because we are hurt, and sometimes because we are in depression, because we are hurt, because we've been betrayed and all sorts of things. And I've come to the realization, and this was something that I've realized actually late now in my adult life, that hurt people are out there to hurt other people. And you realize that, you know, and when you can see beyond people's hurt towards you, you actually realize that, no, they're just hurt people. And so even whatever evil that they are doing to you or to other people, you get to understand it as evil that has been perpetuated to them. And I think it's very important and very imperative that those of us who find ourselves hurt seek treatment, seek help, and seek support.
To stop the cycle.
Yes, to stop the cycle.
To stop the cycle. And, because these people do not know where to take it out. They take it out on us.
Exactly. There is no amount of prayer that is going to help you overcome that hurt. There is no amount of prayer that is going to overcome you, help you overcome your anger. It's like somebody I heard recently say that they are praying that God helps them lose weight, and it doesn't work that way, really. And I think my message today to our listeners who are listening this afternoon is to say that if you find yourself in a very difficult and hard position, go speak to your pastor, go speak to your medical service provider, go speak to your friend, and seek help. And if it comes to a point where you need treatment, get that treatment, because we are now becoming a nation and a country that is full of people that are just perpetuating the cycles of violence. And
is there anything I learned from you, Father? There's one thing quickly. In January, I remember you told me about the BAS. You're saying bazotini abantu.
Basharing. But actually, it's an illness. And I call that...
It is an illness. And it comes to that. Because
that's that illness.
I was talking to people, there's nothing you're going through that nobody... There's no help for. So bazotini is a... Somebody will help you. So do not hide with it and say, "Sure, what will Father speak in a consulting room?"
No.
Because in a consulting room, or depression comes from this.
Dr. Really, Lona, you know? Guess what? Because they're still going to talk. Whether you don't do what you think you should be doing. Runa reshabuwa. So you know what? It's amazing, Dr. Lona, how much we as people, and I say this also to people that I work with and that I minister to sometimes, say it's amazing how much we take our lives and we put them on hold because of, oh, Dr. Lona, what is Dr. Lona going to do? And yet Dr. Lona is busy living her life, and we're thinking, basharing, usharing, you know, basotina band, you know, and... But Dr. Lon doesn't even give 2 seconds of what you are going to say. And yet, I've put my life on hold. And that's why I'm saying, for those of us who've been hurt, for those of us who are hurting at the moment, let's seek healing, let's seek help, so that we don't become abusers ourselves. And like I always say, and I maintain this, and this should be also one of the thoughts for the day, that hurt people hurt other people.
Father, I'm dumb.
Dr. Lona,
well said, beautiful. That's the end.
Dr. Lona, catch you same time, same place. And good to be back. And we really missed you.
Thank you very much, Father. Stop hating me. Lovely evening. Bye bye.
God bless you.